Local artists are prepared to sue the city of Atlanta. It's over proposed legislation to regulate art on private property that's visible to the public. WABE's Amy Kiley reports it would be the second lawsuit over murals this year.
The ordinance would require artists to get approval from the city and neighborhood before they paint murals other people would have to live near. Some artists say they're okay with that, but Peter Ferrari is not. He stands at the corner of Jackson and Chamberlain in front of a mural he painted on a brick wall. It's a symmetrical design filled with bright reds, yellows, and pastels.
I try to go fully abstract. There's elements of flowers, plants, some sort of exploding elements. I love it. It's one of my favorite pieces.
Ferrari loves this mural so much, he already took the city to court once over it. That lawsuit involved an old regulation that had been on the books for more than a decade. It was never really enforced until a few months ago. That's when the city told Ferrari and other artists they needed permits for their existing murals. Otherwise, the city said, it could paint over them. So the artists hired a lawyer.
Telling somebody that they have to go through any sort of body of the state before they can put art on their property, to me, is just sort of a glaring violation of the First Amendment in general.
That first case ended in a settlement. A judge effectively threw out the old mural law. If the city of Atlanta enacts the new measure, Ferrari and his group say they'll sue again. Ferrari says he's fine with getting community input on his work. He just thinks formal permits are harmful to free speech and bad for business.
People are not going to be commissioning murals if they're going to have to go through the city. It would be a real hit to my livelihood.
But what if the mural is of a humanoid alligator eating a shark? Councilmember Joyce Shepherd says a few years ago, her constituents complained when a French artist painted that in their neighborhood. That's around the time she began work on the new law.
Whatever art goes into a community should absolutely have input from the community. We know in terms of First Amendment rights that artists have rights, but at least communities should be notified.
Shepherd consulted arts leaders before she drafted her mural proposal, and a number of artists say they support her plan. She says one reason it took several years to draft the ordinance is that she's been learning from related court cases. Quite a few have popped up over the years, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Shepherd says her plan avoids the constitutional pitfalls other regulations have encountered. But WABE legal analyst Paige Pate isn't so sure.
It's almost certain to bring another legal challenge. The ordinance does appear to try to restrict or limit the free expression of ideas.
Pate says some elements of the measure are stronger than others. For instance, the ordinance would let the city crack down on murals it considers traffic hazards, commercial speech, or obscene. Those kinds of regulations have held up in past court cases, depending on how they're enforced. But the law would also take into account aesthetics and a recommendation from a neighborhood planning unit, or NPU.
It's problematic because there really are no standards, and if you have an NPU recommendation that they say is based on how it looks, but really is an attempt to regulate speech, then you run into a concern.
Pate says how the city applies the ordinance could determine whether it's constitutional. But Ferrari and his group won't wait for the enforcement stage. Their lawyer says they'll sue immediately if the city enacts the regulation. Amy Kiley, WABE News.